We next have news of railway issues. Bus delays being blamed on roadworks, problems with pedestrians sharing a path with cyclists, and uncertainty around certain flight routes from Norwich. A rail operator has come under fire for delays and cancellations despite the recent launch of a £1.4 billion new train fleet. Greater Anglia launched the new vehicles in September, raising hopes they would improve journeys for passengers. With new trains introduced on all regional Norfolk routes, their goal is to replace all 169 in the fleet with the newer counterparts by the end of 2020. Frustrated rail users say they are still facing disruption on the new trains, and on Monday morning alone, there were 10 cancellations between Norwich and Lowestoft, Great Yarmouth and London, due to train faults on two vehicles, one old, one new. Dave Welsh of the Nor for Nor Railway Rail Nationalisation Campaign Group said the situation was scandalous. The impression we got from people coming off the trains was lots of cancellations and problems, he said. There are problems with these new trains, and there are misgivings. Problems continued throughout Monday, and a fault in one of the operator's new trains was discovered at Elmswell, on the Peterborough to Ipswich line. The new Stadler trains have been billed as faster, more reliable, and better equipped than their predecessors. Speaking more widely about disruption on new trains, Greater Anglia said, "We apologise to all customers who were affected by cancellations on Monday." They said the trains came with cutting-edge technology, and they were working with manufacturer Stadler to ensure the trains provide a reliable service for the region. "Replacing all of our existing trains with brand new longer trains with more seats and all mod cons is a large and complex undertaking. We now have introduced new trains on all our Norfolk regional routes, although there are also still some of our old trains on the network too."
Ongoing delays facing passengers using Norwich's buses have been blamed on rising tide of roadworks, road closures, temporary traffic lights and emergency works. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said the last 18 months had seen the congestion in the city increase greatly, making it tougher for buses to keep to timetables and adding frustration for passengers. Mr. Speed said the problems were at their height during the early morning and late afternoon rush hours and had impacted on the reliability of some bus services. He said, "We still operate over 90% of journeys on time, which is quite an achievement based on the influences that we have to deal with on a daily basis."
A woman has branded a cycle path lethal after a child was hit by a bike while walking home from school. Lindsay Hubbard, who lives on Norwich Road in Wyndham, said, "Unclear road markings on the joint pedestrian and cycle path had caused multiple near misses. The path is shared use, but does not have separate lanes for cyclists and those on foot. And Mrs. Hubbard said this was leading to collisions and confusion. Last month, the 51-year-old witnessed a collision between a bicycle and a little girl and said the impact threw the child into the air before she hit the ground. She said, "The girl was in a lot of shock and I ran out to help her. The boy on the bike just cycled off. The schools have expanded and it's the worst I've seen it for 20 years. It's an accident waiting to happen. It's lethal." A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said shared-use cycle and pedestrian paths were common and urge people to use the space considerately. But Mrs. Hubbard said a line dividing the path into walking and cycling lanes was needed to stop further accidents. Andrew Rumsey, 39, said the situation on the path was made worse by the obscured signage, indicating that bikes were allowed to use the stretch. The father of two, who regularly cycles into Wyndham via the path, said, "People have hurled abuse at me for being on there, because they don't realise it's a shared right of way." Charity Sustrans, which helps create cycle and pedestrian-friendly routes, advised cyclists using shared use paths to travel at an appropriate speed for the conditions, and to be aware of pedestrians, particularly older people, small children, wheelchair users, and the visually or hearing impaired.
Norwich Airport has expressed its sympathies to passengers affected by the cancellation of flights to Manchester and Newquay. And a glimmer of hope was given to disappointed passengers that some of the Logan Air routes to and from Norwich Airport may be salvaged. It comes after Scottish airline Logan Air suddenly scrapped routes, including the much-heralded new 80-minute service to Newquay, due to start next spring. A spokeswoman from Norwich Airport said, "This is very disappointing news, despite significant efforts to keep the base open. But Logan Air have advised the financial gap is too large to bridge." Logan Air cited low passenger numbers for the closure, although the Newquay flight, cutting down a 7-hour car journey to just 80 minutes by plane, was said to be booking up fast after the launch in October. Meanwhile, passengers, many booked on the Norwich-Newquay flights, were left outraged, venting their frustration on social media. One commented, "I think locals would use Norwich Airport much more if it was cheaper to fly." Others defended the airport, saying, "Norwich is a small regional airport which does not command the clout of Stansted or even Southend, and never will do." Those with bookings have been emailed by Logan Air informing them how to claim a full refund. Logan Air confirmed its Norwich to Aberdeen route would continue and have extra services on Saturdays and Sundays, but Norwich to Edinburgh would reduce from 3 flights in each direction to 2. Formal consultation discussions started with Logan Air with the airline's 44 team of pilots, cabin crew and engineers in Norwich. But no statement about the closure was on the firm's website nor Twitter account about the cancellations.